Chapter 66. 20 C Letter 36 Note 14. 21 Screw Beecherton, 5th Earl and 1st Duke of Bridgewater, married, in 1703 Lady Elizabeth Churchill, 3rd daughter of the Duke of Marlborough. She died in 1714 aged 26. 22 C Letter 30 Note 6. 23 Hart. 24 Edward Fowler, D. D.D., appointed Bishop of Gloucester in 1691, died in 1714. 25 Isaac Manley, see Letter 3, Note 3. Letter 41. 1 This letter, the first of the series published by Hawksworth, of which we have the originals, see Preface, was addressed to Mrs. Johnson at her lodgings over against St. Mary's Church, near Capel Street, Dublin, Ireland, and was endorsed by her Rect. March 1st. 2 C Letter 10 Note 28. 3 C Letter 12 Note 22. 4 C Letter 23 Note 2. 5 Charles Ross, son of the 11th Baron Ross, was Colonel of the Royal Irish Dragoons from 1695 to 1705. He was a Lieutenant General under the Duke of Ormond in Flanders, and died in 1732, Dalton, I. 212 E. 34. 6 Charles Paulet, Marquis of Winchester, succeeded his father, see Letter 31 Note 2, as 3rd Duke of Bolton in 1722. He married, as his second wife, Lavinia Fenton, the actress who took the part of Polly Peachum in Gay's Beggar's Opera in 1728, and he died in 1754. 7 John Blyth, or Bly, son of the Right Hon. Thomas Bly, M. P. of Rathmore. Company Meath, see Letter 4 Note 22. In August 1713 he married Lady Theodosia Hyde, daughter of Edward, 3rd Earl of Clarendon. Lord Berkeley of Stratton wrote, Lady Theodosia Hyde. ... is married to an Irish Mr. Blythe, of a good estate, who will soon have enough of her, if I can give any guess. Wentworth Papers, 353. In 1715 Blythe was made Baron Clifton, of Rathmore, and Earl of Darnley in 1725. He died in 1728. 8 Obliterated. 9 Word obliterated. Probably owned. Forster reads Ors, DMD. 10 words obliterated. 11 C Letter 31 Note 1 and Letter 10 Note 31. 12 C Letter 20 April 13 to 14 1711 and Letter 9 Note 20. 13 words obliterated. Forster reads Earth. Huge, huge, huge. 14 words obliterated. 1 legible. 15 C Letter 2 Note 14. 16 C Letter 1 Note 12. 17 service. 18 plon, if this is the right word, means, of course, apron, the apron referred to on Letter 39 January 25, 1711-12. 19 words obliterated. 20 is the son of a rother of the club. 21 the Archbishop, Dr. King. 22 C. Tacitus, Annals, Book I. C.N. Calpurnius Piso, who was said to have poisoned Germanicus, was found with his throat cut. 23 His satire on Marlborough, concludes, and E. Midas now neglected stands, with ass's ears and dirty hands. 24 Dr. Robinson, Bishop of Bristol. 25 Some remarks on the Barrier Treaty. 26 Several words are obliterated. Forster reads, DMD, for we must always write to MDMDMD, awake or asleep, but the passage is illegible. 27 C Letter 11 Note 39 and Letter 61 Note 5. 28 A long erasure. Forster reads O to bed. Help PDFR. Rove PDFR. MDMD. Night darling rogues. 29 Word obliterated. Forster reads Aussie. 30 Letter from. 31 words partially obliterated. 32 Swift wrote by mistake, on Europe Britain's safety lies, the slip was pointed out by Hawksworth. All the verses written in the MSS. As prose. 33 MMS. Dot. 34 C. Wyand's Queen Anne, I. 366-7. 35 A proposal for correcting, improving, and ascertaining the English tongue, in a letter to the Most Honorable Robert, Earl of Oxford, 1712. 36 Help him to draw up the representation, omitting every other letter. 37 See letter 23 note 13. 38 Robert Benson. 39 The story of the St. Albans ghost, 1712. 40 Sully MS. Dot, 41 These words are partially obliterated. 42 This sentence is obliterated. Forster reads, Farewell, my dealest rife dealest char PPT, MD 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 PPT, FW, Leal MD, me aden FW MD lazy ones Leal Leal all a Leal. Letter 42. 1 Endorsed by Stella Echt. Mar. 19. 2 Old MS. Dot, 3 Conversation. 4 John Gillam's display of heraldry appeared first in 1610. The edition to which Swift refers was probably that of 1679, which is wrongly described as the 5th edition, instead of the 7th. 5 Knee of the horses here mentioned may have been the celebrated Godolphin Arabian from whom descends all the blue blood of the racecourse, and who was the grandfather of Eclipse Larwood's story of the London Parks, 99. 6 See letter 36 note 6. 7 Dorothea, daughter of James Stopford, of New Hall, County Meath, and sister of Lady Newtown Butler, was the second wife of Edward, 4th Earl of Meath, who died without issue in 1707. She afterwards married General Richard Gorges, see Journal, April 5, 1713, of Kilbrew, County Meath, and Swift wrote an epitaph on them Alan Dickey. 8 Here follow some obliterated words. 9 Barber, see letter 12 note 6. 10 The editors supposed Zinkerman, which they printed in capitals, to mean some outlandish or foreign distinction, but it is the little language for gentleman, Forster. 11 The Hon. Charles Butler, second son of Thomas, Earl of Ossory, eldest son of James, Duke of Ormond, was elevated to the peerage of Ireland in 1693 as Earl of Arran, and was also created a peer of England, as Baron Butler. He held various offices under William III and Queen Anne, and died without issue in 1759. 12 AMS. Dot, 13 See letter 31 January 12, 1711-12 and letter 3 note 22. 14 See letter 11 note 13. 15 Sir William Wyndham, Bart. Of Orchard Wyndham, married Lady Catherine Seymour, daughter of the 6th Duke of Somerset, see letter 25 note 1. Their eldest son, Charles, succeeded his uncle, the Duke of Somerset, as Earl of Egremont, and the second son, Percy, was afterwards created Earl of Thomond. The Wyndhams' house was in Albemarle Street. The loss was over £20,000. But they were much more concerned for their servants than for all the other losses. Wentworth Papers, 274. The Duke of Ormond worked as hard as any of the ordinary men, and gave many guineas about to encourage the men to work hard. The Queen gave the Wyndhams temporary lodgings in Aunt James' house. 16 See letter 3 note 31. 17 What? 18 Devils. 19 OMS. Dot, 20 See letter 35 note 25. 21 See letter 41 note 34. 22 See letter 12 January 1710-11. 23 Peregrine Hyde Osborne, Earl of Danby, afterwards Marquis of Carmarthen and 3rd Duke of Leeds, see letter 56 note 6. His sister Mary was married to the Duke of Beaufort, see letter 39 note 7. 24 See letter 9 note 17. 25 Several undecipherable words. Forster reads, Pity PDFR, dealest solace. 26 Quote MS. Dot it should, of course, be Uines. 27 See letter 22 note 18. Letter 43. One addressed, O Mrs. Johnson, at her lodgings over against St. Mary's Church, near Capel Street, Dublin, Ireland. Endorsed R. 30. 2 See letter 9 note 1. 3 The Mohawks succeeded the scores of William 3. Apostrophe S. Rain. Gay Trivia, E. 325, says, who has not heard the score's midnight fame? Who has not trembled at the Mohawk's name? Lady Wentworth, Wentworth Papers, 277, says, they put an old woman into a hog's head, and rolled her down a hill. They cut off some noses, others hands, and several barbarous tricks, without any provocation. They are said to be young gentlemen. They never take any money from any. See also the Spectator, Nose. 324, 332, and 347, where Budgell alludes to the late panic fear, and Defoe's review for March 15, 1712. Swift was in considerable alarm about the Mohawks throughout March, and said that they were all Whigs. The reports that numbers of persons, including men of figure, had joined together to commit assaults in the streets, made many fear to leave their houses at night. A proclamation was issued for the suppressing of riots, and the discovery of those guilty of the late outrages. But it seems probable that the disorders were not more frequent than might be expected from time to time in a great city. For Henry Davenant, son of Charles Davenant, see letter 8 note 14, was resident at Frankfurt. Mackey described him as airy, giddy-headed, with some wit, to which Swift added, he is not worth mentioning. 5 Thomas Burnett, youngest son of Gilbert Burnett, Bishop of Salisbury, was at this time a young man about town of no good reputation. Afterwards he turned his attention to the law, and was appointed a judge of the Court of Common Pleas in 1741. He was knighted in 1745, and died in 1753. 6 By Arbuthnot, written to recommend the peace proposals of the government. The full title was, Law's a Bottomless Pit. Exemplified in the case of the Lord Strutt, John Bull, Nicholas Frog, and Louis Baboon, who spent all they had in a lawsuit. 7 See letter 25 note 6 and letter 41 note 35. 8 Our little language. 9 Forster reads, Two dealest naughty noun MD. 10 See letter 6 note 12. 11 William Diaper, son of Joseph Diaper of Bridgewater, was sent to Balliol College, Oxford, in 1699 at the age of 14. He entered the church, and was cured at Brent Somerset, but he died in 1717, aged 29. 12 The Examiner, Vol. I. Number 15, complained of general bribery and oppression on the part of officials and underlings in the public service, especially in matters connected with the army. But the writer said that the head, Lord Lansdowne, was just and liberal in his nature, and easy in his fortune, and a man of honor and virtue. 13 Sealed documents given to show that a merchant's goods are entered. 14 Thomas Lawrence, first physician to Queen Anne, and physician general to the army, died in 1714, Gentleman's Magazine, 1815 I. 17. His daughter Elizabeth was second wife to Lord Mohun. 15. See letter 17 note 11. 16. See letter 26 note 2. 17. No officer named Newcomb appears in Dalton's army lists, but the allusion to General Ross, further on in letter 43, adds to the probability that Swift was referring to one of the sons of Sir Thomas Newcomb, Bart, who was killed at the siege of Enniskillen. Beverly Newcomb and Dalton, E. 52 if 60, who was probably Swift's acquaintance, was described in a petition of 1706 as a lieutenant who had served at Killiecrankie, and had been in Major General Ross's regiment ever since 1695. 18 Atterbury. 19 Evidently a familiar quotation at the time. Forster reads, incorrectly, but the more I light M.D. 20 See letter 41 note 5. 21 See letter 12 note 1. 22 In 1681 Elizabeth, only daughter and heiress of John Ayres, of the city of London, then aged about 20, became the fourth and last wife of Heneage Finch, Earl of Winchelsea, who died in 1689. She lived until 1745. 23 see letter 23 note 17. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.